Welcome to Plain Talk. Plain Talk has a new podcast every 2 weeks with up-to-date information about aviation technologies for general aviation. From home to cockpit to personal tech, Plain Talk provides information for pilots and aviation enthusiasts alike. My name is Phil Lightstone. I'm a general aviation pilot with over 1,800 hours in my logbook, flying almost every week, and over 30 years experience in the technology and aviation industries. This episode of Plain Talk is entitled Air Data AHARS. Air Data Altitude Heading Reference System, or ADD AHARS for short, delivers real-time data providing electronic instrumentation backing up both glass panel and traditional aircraft instruments. The adoption of microprocessors, lithium batteries, aircraft-grade sensors, and rapid application development has created an environment whereby the precision of solid-state technology can be incorporated into the cockpit in a cost-effective manner. AHARS utilizes sensors delivering real-time flight information, including roll, pitch, and yaw, with solid-state or micro-electromechanical gyroscopes, accelerometers, and magnetometers, air data is delivered without the requirement to drive the numbers based upon GPS technology. This approach provides extremely accurate flight data and instrumentation. Over the past 6 years, a number of avionics manufacturers have invested research and development efforts into the creation of wing-mounted electronics pods. Straight and Level Technologies and Level Aviation have products which utilize a true pitot-static system, independently producing flight data. Using Wi-Fi connectivity, information is transmitted from the electronics pod to a tablet or smartphone. A variety of sensors provide precision real-time data driving ADD AHARS. These sensors include pitot-static, thermometer, barometric altimeter, accelerometer, gyro, magnetometer, and GPS. A microcontroller converts these sensors into digital data delivered to applications on a tablet or smartphone over a wireless connection. Wi-Fi provides a more stable connection protocol versus Bluetooth, with less sensitivity to electromagnetic interference, or EMI for short, generated by aircraft systems such as magnetos and alternators. The electronics pod creates concurrent point-to-point Wi-Fi connections to many tablets or smartphones. The advent of many in-cockpit Wi-Fi-enabled devices such as ADS-B in and out receivers and glass panel connectivity are all attempting to connect to the pilot's tablet in a point-to-point peer connection. In a peer-to-peer connection, only a single device is supported, requiring the user to manually select the device and application when switching between Wi-Fi devices. A portable Wi-Fi access point provides a quick fix. However, the devices and applications must be able to support access point connectivity. To avoid the cost and time associated with the STC certification process, some electronic pods are designed to be removable from the airframe. Using GoPro-style mounts, the mounting bracket, which would be permanently attached to the airframe, may be deemed by the FAA and Transport Canada to require either an STC or minor alteration form. For electronic pods permanently affixed to the airframe, the non-required safety-enhancing equipment certificate can be used. The NORSI process addresses equipment that is not required by any federal regulation with the intent to measurably increase aircraft safety. Straight and Level Technologies product WingBug provides an ADD AHARS as well as ADS-B in a future release product. With 6 years of development under their wings, current R&D initiatives are focused on software features rather than hardware upgrades, thereby minimizing hardware obsolescence. Co-founder Alex Rolinski reports that using state-of-the-art components, the hardware platform will outlive the software builds. With no pilot serviceable components and wing bug, Alex provides a no-question-asked one-year replacement program. 2 additional years can be purchased as an option. Using GoPro-style mounting technology, wing bug can be easily moved between airplanes. The onboard battery delivers roughly 12 hours of use and recharges in 6. Alex's team are working with a number of electronic flight bag manufacturers to incorporate support of WingBug into their apps. For amateur-built aircraft, WingBug is priced at $950 US plus shipping, handling, and taxes. WingBug for certified aircraft is an additional $400. WingBug includes both the hardware and a basic 6-pack application for iOS devices. Additional features will be provided through an in-app annual subscription. Level Aviation's BOM, at AHAR's technology, utilizes a RAM air turbine to generate power and charge the battery in its electronic pad. The internal battery will deliver 4 hours of useful time when fully charged. BOM will automatically turn on upon sensing engine vibration. The BOM pod delivers AHAR's air data, GPS, angle of attack, outside air temperature, ADS-BN on 1090 and 978 megahertz, and data recording. Designed to be permanently attached to the airframe, Level is using NORSI as a mechanism to provide regulatory approval without the investment of time and capital into the STC process. BOM is not intended to replace primary flight instruments such as the altimeter. Level provides a free AHARS utility app for Apple devices displaying battery percent, GPS signal, ADS-B diagnostic information, and more. Supporting both iOS and Android tablets, connectivity is established through Wi-Fi. The product is priced at $1,995 with ADS-B and $1,595 without. With the ability to record real-time flight data, student pilots and instructors can enhance the training experience based upon the ability to review an actual flight in the safety of the classroom. At the price of an ANR headset, it becomes an invaluable tool to enhance your flight skills while acting as a backup to the aircraft's primary flight instruments. WingBug's application is designed to reduce pilot distraction during flight while providing playback of the flight. The ability to replay flights while on the ground provides invaluable insights into pilot proficiency and airmanship skills, not dissimilar to the benefit of utilizing certified flight simulators. Add AHARs combined with electronic flight bags deliver cost-effective technology to improve flight skills and enhance safety. Thanks for listening to this episode of Plane Talk. If you have any ideas for a future Plane Talk episode, please go to the Contact Us page at planetalk.ca and send in your idea. Don't forget to like us at planetalk.ca, our Facebook and LinkedIn pages, and this podcast. And never stop living the dream.